digital life.
Hundreds of the bureau is to implement the Nigeria Data Protection Regulation.
How do you ensure that third-party places that are not the individuals who registered cannot access that information?
Somebody going out to take a loan from a company, and then you don't read the details.
Inventors and inventions.
John, Emmanuel says you designed the phone you're using at the moment. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I designed a phone called Mi 40 Pro. 512 gigabyte internal memory, and then 12 gig RAM.
Wow.
Tech heads and data.
And there are some applications, when you are making use of them, they will tell you for permission access to your phone. Some of these applications actually record your voice conversations. It's also part of their terms and conditions.
Join us on Digital Life every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It is Tech of the Week.
Okay, Lagos, we're back. And we're back now with Tech of the Week. This is where we talk about indigenous technologies. And we have one of such technologies here today, which we're going to be reviewed on the show before the top of the hour. We have with us today, we're going to be talking about, we celebrate Nigerians, you know, we celebrate their innovations. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what we're doing today. We're celebrating someone who has come up with a technology that is mind-blowing. So her name is Bola Rinwa Kemisola, and she's a smart bra innovator. She innovated a smart bra.
That sounds brilliant, Tim, and I'd love to hear from her. Hello, Bola Rinwa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on your program.
Thank you so much. First of all, let's apologize again for not being able to have you on last week.
It's okay.
And thank you so much for agreeing to join us again this Sunday.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, so you innovated a bra, a smart bra.
Yeah.
Bola, please tell us all about that, especially because I'm a woman and I'd love to learn more about this.
Yeah, okay. Well, the smart bra device, it's an idea that came up. I have a reason for it anyway. I lost someone close to me to breast cancer in 2017, July precisely.
Aww.
And before she lost the battle, then, you know, I do visit her often at the teaching hospital. But, so then I met other women like me, you know, different age, going through same pain of breast cancer. So this, in the minute I took it as a threat, anyway, a pattern of pain, like, oh, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to go through this pain as well? So I have to like talk to one of the oncologists, and we have a lot of conversation. And the whole thing is, if you're able to detect the cancer at early stage, you have the chances of getting ill. In fact, out of 10 cases, 9 out of 10 can be, you know, cured.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what brought about the smart bra device. Being a woman in technology, I came up with a bra using ultrasound technology precisely, because I have to wade it into the two technology on board. I mean, the one that you find around, that is the mammogram and ultrasound. So mammogram, we cannot use mammogram because we want women to be wearing this often, you know. Mammogram, you know, even mammogram, the doctor tell patients that, okay, you can only do it maybe once in a year.
Mm.
Even some great once in 3 years. So because of the radiation, though the radiation is very minimal, that's the X-ray, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's very, very harmful to the body tissue. So that's why we're using ultrasound technology with artificial intelligence, machine learning, IoT, and that's what we came up with the device.
Great. So how does this bra work exactly? When a woman puts it on, what happens? Does it like squeeze the breast to, you know, look for lumps? Or how does it work?
Too much.
It's already embedded with some sensors.
Okay.
The sensors are there to diagnose. So when you put it on as a woman, it's not a normal day-to-day bra.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a diagnosing device that you just put on for a maximum of 30 minutes. You take your reading and you take it out.
Oh,
so when you put it
okay.
on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's just like you having your kid, blood pressure kit or sugar level kit. You know, you use it, you take your reading, and that's it. So same thing with a smart bra. So you put it on as a woman, it sends some frequency, diagnose the breast, send it to the breast, and the result coming back is what we need. It goes to our engine to select, to see what is there. Maybe there's an abnormality in the breast, then analyze the abnormality found on the breast, either lump or tumor, and the tumor will also be analyzed. Maybe it's the lump.
Hmm.
The lump will also be analyzed if it's a cancerous lump or a normal lump. laptop. And as iSwap, it sends your results to your mobile application. That's why we are using the IoT technology there. So you have, you see your results on your mobile on your mobile app, and that's how it works.
Okay, Bola, so let me be clear. Let me get this straight, right? So a person gets the bra, and with the bra comes an application, a mobile app?
Yes.
Oh.
If you get the bra, then you have to download the mobile application at the same time, because that's where you'll be getting your results.
Oh, great. Great. So is this bra in circulation right now, or you are still trying to fine-tune it?
We have a working prototype. We've got the working prototype, which we launched this year, February, and it was documented by BBC. And we are working hard towards the completion. We are looking at first quarter of next year to be available, readily available in the market. But we are still working because the first prototype we did generated so many responses from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still chipping in more efficiency. You know, how we can get more efficient with what we have on ground, using people's idea, you know, coming from oncologists, coming from radiographers, and, even sonographers too, you know, they chip in more ideas on how, okay, you can do it this way. So we are trying to work on the efficiency now. So by first quarter of next year, it will be readily available in the market.
Wow.
That's really great. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Women's Day in the studio.
Bola is my hero. Bola Riwa, you're my hero. Because what? Lady, what?
Thank you.
Let's talk about the affordability. Let's talk about the cost of coming up with this innovation and the cost of distributing it. So when you come up with this, when this is finally done and you finally have this readily available in the market, how much would it cost the average Nigerian woman to purchase such a bra?
We are working towards that. You know, the exchange rate now, everything we're using all imported. We get them from the Western world.
Okay.
So we have to consider that as well. But at the same time, we have a aim. I personally have a goal, have a aim behind this technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision is to reduce the number of women dying of breast cancer. But if I want to do that, definitely we have to make sure that the cost is very effective for an average Nigerian, average African woman to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we also chip in another idea on ensuring this vision being accomplished. So we thought of partnering with government, federal government, partnering with NGOs, with the deployment of those bras to every health centers across the nation.
Mm.
So as you, as a woman, a woman living below $5, you want to access those products, you don't have the money to buy, then you visit any health center closer to you. So maybe once in a month can be, you know, dedicated for that as Breast Screening Day, because currently we don't have that in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like National Breast Screening Day. So a day can be like put aside for that, where women would go to the to health center closer to them and get this result. So by this, we will be able to get the vision done.
I just got a message here saying discussing.
No, you don't have to read that. I cannot be silent.
Lagos, you can look. I see your calls coming in, Lagos, but I don't want to risk it and letting people talk. So instead,
I have one question for you, Bola.
Yes,
Emmanuel,
let me call out the WhatsApp number quickly. 08095975805. Send me messages, fastest fingers first. I'll read your messages. If you have a question, Bola will answer before we end this conversation. Emmanuel.
So Bola, are you looking towards getting more of your these important materials? You know, more of these important materials. Are you looking at getting more of these imported materials, you know, from Nigeria? Is there a way you can start sourcing them?
We don't have the resources here. That's just a fact. We don't have the resources. So what we're doing is to partner with OEMs that can help us to manufacture all those things at a very low cost.
Mm.
We don't have the resources here. We don't have it at all.
So you said you're getting a lot of reaction, you know, from international partners, from the federal government as well. Have you spoken to them about this? Have you spoken to them about the possibility of getting, of them sourcing these things to make it, you know, better? Because it is our innovation. We should own it.
I can remember last year we had a presentation to the Minister of Science, the Minister of State Science and Tech then, and we presented the innovation to the Minister, and it was it was accepted, and we got the support for our patent registration through NOTAP, and also some funding from the Federal Ministry of Science and Technology. So they are in full support of the innovation, and I'm very sure when it's time for us to launch it, we are going to get the support as well to know, be able to get it distributed, as like I said earlier, to the extent, and also how we can maybe subsidize in one way or the other, you know, subsidize the cost and also our production cost as well.
Great,
that's great. But you know that men have breast cancer too. They experienced it. So do you have any plans for the men? I'm speaking on behalf of the generality of the men listening on the show.
Well, for now we don't have, because breast cancer is something that is common in women, you know, if at all we're going to have in men. Fine, and men do have it for maybe 0.2%.
Just remember, gender inclusion.
Well, hopefully men will come up with drugs to detect prostate cancer. Hopefully, they will come up with drugs, you know, to detect prostate cancer in men. But Bola, how can you be reached on social media quickly? I can tell from the background that you are at church. I would like to let you go now. So how can you be reached on social media?
Okay, I'm on LinkedIn, Bola Nwa Kemisola on LinkedIn, on Twitter, Bola Nwa _ Kemisola. Also on all social media platforms, I'm Bola Nwa Kemisola.
Fantastic. Bola, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
You're most welcome.
We look forward to getting an invite when your bra launches again.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Lagos, that's the much we can have on the show. I have to go now to come back to bring you the news before I call it a day today. I've been with you since 8 a.m. and it's time to go and look for a rice and stew to eat. Emmanuel.
I've been with you since 11 a.m. and it's time for me to get back to work and bring you all the updates you need to know, you know, about the news.
Speaking of updates, Emmanuel, you're going to sit down here with me until I'm done with the news. Lagos. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo on social media. Yvonne Okhaifo everywhere. YVONNEOKHAIFOH. Find me, follow me, let's keep talking. But for now, I have to bring you the news.